This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. All you're doing now is focusing on finding the center within yourself and letting go of the outside world. Just focus on centering within. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, in through your nose. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, as we always do, put your attention into your etheric body and become aware of all of the chakra centers in your etheric body. Those wheels of force, those wheels of energy, and the perfect alignment up your spinal cord of those chakra centers. Starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that color of that chakra as a deep earth brown color. That chakra, Earth Star Chakra, connecting you to Gaia herself as a grounding point. And as you focus on that chakra, feel yourself grounded into the earth, grounded into Gaia. Feel the energy below your feet. And then feel the energy rising up to the root chakra at the base of your spine. And see that as a beautiful ruby red color. Deep ruby red. And then the energy moving up now to the sacral areas. An orange, deep orange color. Then moving up to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. Visualize the brilliant yellow sun right there. Into your heart center. Deep blue-green. In the high heart center that has become reactivated, magenta. Into the throat area, sky blue. Then the third eye center in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. Then your crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, your soul star chakra, which has also become reactivated in all of you. Pure, brilliant white. Now, if you visualize all of these chakra centers all in perfect alignment up your spinal cord and their respective colors in their highest intensity, you can visualize. And know as you raise the intensity of each of those colors has a frequency. And that frequency now raises the entire vibration within each chakra, which is raising the entire vibration of your etheric body. And as your etheric body rises in vibration, so too does your astral and physical body as well. And you may even feel some vibration, some energy movement in your physical form as you're doing this. And if so, wonderful. If not, it's not an issue. Just let it be whatever it is. And now bring all of the chakra centers up into your soul star chakra above your head and merge them all in there. This being your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And at the same time, be aware of the violet flame that you have already brought in your earlier part in your tools of protection, and feel and know and visualize that violet flame all around your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body as well. So as you begin to rise up, move your conscious knowing self into your Merkaba light vehicle, into your light body, and begin to rise up. But the violet flame also now surrounds your Merkaba as well. As you begin to rise up, move up, just leaving your physical body behind. But notice your physical body, your astral and etheric body all have the violet flame surrounding it. And as you move further away from your physical body, see the violet flame now spreading out, going out in all directions from your physical body, encompassing wherever you find yourself, building, location, whatever it is, and then out to the town, the village, the city, the state. And as you move higher now, rising higher and higher up into the sky, see the violet flame continuing to spread out all across the planet till you finally move above the Earth's atmosphere and you're looking down and you see the Earth, see Gaia in all of her splendor, now with the violet flame completely engulfing the entire planet. And as you know, the violet flame is used to purge out all the old that is no longer needed. The old programming, the old memories, all of it. No, it is just but memories. The programming is in those memories. And as you forget more and more of the old memories, you're letting go also of the old programming that is no longer needed. The programming was needed for a time in your third dimensional illusion in order for you to continue to move through that illusion. But no longer, no longer do you need to have that programming to hold you to that illusion. In fact, as you let go of the programming, you move away from the illusion more and more and into the higher fourth and even fifth dimension. And as you have felt at times, a blissful feeling come over you, joy, in whatever fashion it came and from whatever source it came from. No, in those moments, in that very moment, you were in a fifth dimensional expression. For that brief moment, in a sense, you ascended to that point. Of course, There was always the dropping back, and that is to be expected. Just allow yourself now, as you are viewing the earth from your vantage point, from our vantage point, from upon the ships, the millions of ships that are out here, and know that as you are out here, you can see the ships, you can feel their energy, feel and know their consciousness. The consciousness of all of the beings within the ships as well as the ships themselves. Feel the consciousness that is out here, the unity consciousness that is all around the planet at this point, and more beginning to filter down to the planet, to the surface of the planet, from above and from below as well, which you know as the compression breakthrough, as light descends to the earth and light ascends from below the earth and comes together at one place, at one point at the surface, and then spreads out everywhere across the planet. Light and the violet flame merging together, dancing together, all across the planet, compressing darkness wherever it would be, compressing the old programming, purging out the old programming, the old memories, the old 3D illusion. And know that at some point, the third dimensional illusion must completely fall apart, must completely come down as a house of cards crumbles. So too does the veil that has separated the dimensions, the veil that is indeed at this point beginning to crumble more and more. And for those that have the eyes to see, that veil is even no longer there. It is only the programming that is there that holds that veil to those who believe in it. The more that you believe that the veil is gone, the more it shall be gone. So now, as you are looking down at the earth, again, from the vantage point of being here up on the ships and above the earth's atmosphere, looking down and seeing the light spreading everywhere, and darkness receding, wherever it is, wherever shadows are still left, those shadows are receding into themselves or turning to the light, one or the other. There can be no other than that. They either turn to the light or are consumed by the light. And as dimensional frequency, as vibrational frequency continues to rise all across the planet, wherever there is lower vibrational frequency, it cannot exist in the higher frequency. So it fades more and more and more, just as what is happening at this time. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form, wherever you find yourself. Just come back now in your Merkaba light vehicle, in your light body, coming back and merging with your physical form. And as you merge back with your physical form, bringing your etheric, your astral, and your physical body back together again, all merging together, feel and know the energy coursing through your body, the energy of higher vibrational frequency moving through every part of your body, through all of the meridians of your body, an energy flowing freely. And wherever energy flows freely, there is no pain, there is no suffering. But then there is only love, love incarnate within each and every one of you. and the love that is sprouting forth from your high heart chakra center. And see in your high heart center now an explosion of energy from that center. And again, energy and light flowing freely through every part of your body, emanating from your high heart center now. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come to be with you at this time in this, I will say, new beginning. Yes, you are coming to the end. You are coming to the end of the movie, the end of the show, the end of the old third dimensional illusion. But wherever there is an ending, there is also a beginning. And it is time now to focus not on the ending so much, but the new beginning that is beginning to sprout everywhere. Consciousness raising everywhere, vibrational frequency increasing everywhere, which then raises consciousness. And as more and more people are raising their consciousness, more and more they will, all of you as a collective unity, will lower the veil, disintegrate the veil between dimensions. And that is what is happening more and more now. As you are moving further and further ahead in your ascension process. Yes, as you focus on the negative, as you focus on those things that are happening across the world, and they are happening, many things are continuing to happen still yet behind the scenes. But again, for those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you are aware of those things behind the scenes. And the general public, even they will begin to become aware of these things as well, more and more. Not all, of course, but many, many more shall awaken and are in the process of awakening now. And the republic that I had a dream of long ago, back in your 1776, at that time, there was a dream. We all had a dream to have this Republic of the United States for America. But it wasn't just a dream for the United States. It was a dream that was started at that time, but then we all knew it would culminate in a worldwide phenomenon, a worldwide republic. And that, of course, is in the process of happening now. Even as many seemingly negative things are happening across the planet, it is all part of the greater universal plan, the plan for the country, the plan for the world. And those forces that are at work, those forces of light that are at work, are doing everything they can to bring this about. And all of you are part of those forces of light. And you need to know that in whatever situation you find yourself now, you are contributing to the greater good. You are contributing to the unity consciousness spreading across the planet. And you all need to come to understand that you are a part of the Republic, the New Republic. You are the New Republic. Just as Benjamin Franklin was asked back then, what kind of a government are you giving to the people? And his reply was, a republic, if they can keep it. No, you did not keep it. You, being the collective you, did not keep it. but you are moving toward it once again. And there are those forces that are fully aware of the republic that was meant to be and are moving now in the direction of bringing that back to the people, for the people, and by the people. That is what this was all about. And you all need to know that you are moving in that direction, and quite swiftly indeed moving in that direction. For the end of the movie, as you know it, is coming to an end. And as I began this message, it is all about the new beginnings. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to forge ahead in whatever way that you can to bring awareness more and more to more and more people who are ready to open up and awaken to that awareness. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to move ahead with your questions if you have them. We are here to be of service, and that is one way that we can do this in these sessions, is to answer your questions. And it is important that if you have a question, that you would ask it. Not so much personal questions during these times, but questions that can be pertain to the collective, to all of you, and to those that resonate to these words after. We are ready now for your questions.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
I'm just wondering if, in addition to many, many other entities, if NASA has been lying to us all along, and if the spaceship actually did go to the moon, and also wondering why this concept of a firmament was brought up about the latest try by Elon Musk and getting Starship up, and supposedly it hit the firmament, whatever that is, and just wondering who's telling the truth, if anybody.
First of all, we will tell you that there is much information and much misinformation that has been moving about the collective for quite some time now. And as to your NASA, you have an acronym for that, do you not? Not a space agency. Now, you have to understand that there is a space force and has been a secret space force for quite some time. And NASA was somewhat a part of that, but very much as what you would call the public front for that. And much of what occurred in NASA was not real. Some of it was, yes, certainly, but much of it was faked, you would say here. And it continues to be so at this time. But that is not to say that the entire space industry is fake, for it certainly is not. For mankind, humankind from this planet have been traveling the stars somewhat for some time here now, secretly. That is the secret space force. And when the one Donald Trump, the President Trump, opened up the space force, what he called that, that was the beginning of the opening to the secret space force as well. So we would say that much of what you have heard, including that of the moon landing and all of this, was certainly not as it appeared to be, as it was depicted to be what they wanted you to believe it was. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We could add, would you like for us to share our perspective, dear brother?
Yes, please, and if you can, tell me about this firmament.
Dear brother, most of the information that is modern, that has been given to modern societies for, we'll say, 200 years, is false. It is mostly not true. There are many programs that are traveling in space, that are traversing planets and finding life and making friends that you have not learned about, because then you would not be under the control of the cabal. The cabal does not want you to know the truth about who you are, what you're capable of, and what is truly out there in the galaxy and the multiverse. So yes, they are lies to control you. That is what we can say about that. The moon has been occupied for decades and by many species. We would say that if you want a little tiny bit of the truth, that you watch the movie Moonfall. That reveals much of what is truly happening and what truly is in terms of what the moon is and who occupies it. That is what we can say about that. Additionally, we can tell you that the firmament is real and that there is a, we would say, a barrier. So that is correct. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is one.
May I please?
Yes.
Hello. I had a dream and I wanted to share that and maybe get some feedback. So I was standing before a being, or say a personality before me, and the personality, the being was quite larger than myself physically. And so I was having some conversation or exchange of energy, I'll say. And so, and then I kind of stepped back and that, so, but I think I may have, and I'm not sure which hand, but I reached out with one hand and one of my fingers, and I, part of one of my fingers was removed and tossed aside. And then I believe it might have been the same hand or a different hand. The same thing occurred, that a portion of my finger was removed and tossed aside. And so I've been contemplating that. It really doesn't make much sense to me other than some form of release. And so I'm asking some feedback on that, please, mostly from Shoshana. Thank you.
Yes, Shoshana?
We do not have any interpretation for this.
We would say here, and we know you as well as others do not like to hear this, but we would say trust your own guidance, your own intuition here as to what is being shown to you and as to why it is being shown. You are somewhat correct in terms of something missing in your life and something that is being withheld from you. That is all we can say on that. And as to the larger being, could it not be your higher God self? That is all we can say on this now. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. You can go first if you'd like.
Okay, just a really quick one. Shoshana, you were saying that the firmament is real. You're not saying that that it's a flat earth, are you?
Oh, dear brother. We will share our perspective if you wish.
Yes, thank you.
We have given our interpretation of this, we find, in another call. Do you recall this?
No.
Please do then go back. We will say one or two Sunday calls, maybe three, when we defined what the earth truly is, as the one known as Lorelei here asked the question, and we gave the answer, you see. What we will say, and we would ask that you please read the answer, but what we will say is that truly the orb, the earth known as a globe or an orb, is a third dimensional construct and is not the reality of the earth. We would again ask that you read our answer, and that will give you much of an explanation of what we are referring to. And the firmament is real. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
And the other question,
okay.
Someone was asking?
Yes, everyone, yes. We were talking during our discussion about this device called a wave watch. We are more into frequency healing, and we're moving more that way than allopathic. My question is, some who have one found it very effective, someone found it not so effective. Is it the belief of the person using the device, the wave watch, or is this device actually effective if it's used consistently?
Yes, we will answer this. Whenever someone has a belief about something, then they create more healing within themselves. That is a scientific fact at this point. So we would say that whenever the idea in the use of frequency, vibration, sound vibration, whatever it is, if the belief is there as well, then it can do much, much more. You call that the placebo effect, do you not? And that is indeed a true indication of how and if it will work for you. So we would say that you have this device, and it is a new technology. It is actually not a new technology, because this was used back in Atlantean times quite frequently with the use of crystals, and certainly that was frequency vibration, you see. So it is just another way of introducing the concept of frequency to healing. And as we said some time ago, and many other sources have also been saying this, that is the way, and I guess you can say the wave of the future here, as everything is moving in that direction and away from the allopathic medicine model. That is going to be that is the old third dimensional illusion program. The allopathic medicine, medical science as you have come to know it over your lifetime, and actually previous lifetimes as well. That is coming to an end. As the President Trump said, in a year or so, almost all medical procedures will become obsolete. He said this in your year 2020. So it is coming, and this wave watch is a device of one of many devices and technology that is going to be coming forth here as the floodgates are opening to allow all of this new technology and what you have called the patented technology to be released. Shoshana, do you have anything to
add? We will add here. May we add, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, all things are frequency. And frequency is a combination of vibration and sound that creates the frequency and color. Color, sound, vibration equals frequency, you see. Now, if the body is sick in any way, an illness perhaps, even cancer, the frequency that is normal to that area of the body has been compromised. The frequency is off, you see, which creates the body being physically disabled in some way, where disease can be created in the body because the frequency is no longer keeping the body healthy. If there is a chronic situation, such as the James having a tremor that has been around for a while, the body has acclimated to that frequency, you see, and is, for lack of better words, used to it, and creates that frequency over and over and over again. To adjust that frequency, it takes the amount of time that the frequency has been off to readjust the frequency to the correct level once again. So let us say that you have a chronic problem that has been there for a year, or 2 years, or 2 months. It will take much of the same amount of time to adjust that frequency back to normal so that your body reacclimates itself to that frequency that is appropriate for that illness, organ, situation, mental illness, physical illness, whatever it is, you see. So it takes a while. The challenge to anything in your culture is time. There is a program running around in the third dimension called Hurry Up. This should take not too much time, but that is not correct, you see. Now, we will tell you that this one, Joanna, who had big challenges with her shoulders, and she could not lift her arms very far, she purchased an EMF machine, electromagnetic frequency, and used it faithfully twice a day for 1 year, and it completely healed her shoulders. Let us say that she decided after 2 weeks that it was not working, and she set the device aside. You must continue with something until there is an improvement. It is like anything. The more you practice it, the more you use it, the better you become, you see. But it is not fleeting. It is not just a few times, you see. And again, we will say it is the chronic condition, and most beings on this planet that need healing are experiencing a chronic condition such as toxins that they've had in their bodies for years, such as lack of perfect health that they have experienced for years. And now that it is chronic, they wish to correct it in just a few times. So we will tell you that also this device known as the WaveWatch works with consciousness as well. And you must understand that this device works and you must believe it. Now, we will tell you that if you do not believe it, you will set it aside. But if you use it and strengthen your belief in it, it will work for you. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here, as we have said many, many times, believing is seeing. So even with your med beds and all of this, even the celestial chambers, all of this, is all also based on belief. Those who believe in the concept and the ability of these devices to heal will have much better results than those who are skeptical of it.
We wish to add a little bit here, if we may.
Yeah.
The idea of belief is a vibration. The mind-body complex that emanates the vibration of belief becomes a coherent vessel for that which would heal them, becomes perfected in many ways. It is a vibration. The vibration of doubt is also a vibration that creates incohesiveness, so that that which would heal you would no longer heal you. So you must begin to work on belief, as it is a vibration in and of itself. Namaste.
Wonderful information. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Would there be any further question? We need to release channel here.
Yes, yes, we have.
Any further questions?
I have one.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. You can.
Okay, okay, you can.
We cannot hear the male voice. It is not clear. If you wish to perhaps use a different device.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
We can hear somewhat.
I just want to share, if you allow me.
Are you saying you want to share something?
Yes, just I want added for, just I want to give a technique for healing, for self-healing.
Yes.
Yeah, just by talking with our cell, and there is a smart body in each one of us, there is a smart body or in it, we can program our in it by affirmation, by doing like 20 minutes of sport and what we see to ourselves.
Yes, we agree, dear brother.
Very good.
Thank you.
There was one more question we take, and then we release John.
Hi, yes, thank you. I was taking pictures again, trying to take pictures of a night sky, and I got this strange coding. I can send the photo through, which did seem logical. There was no electronic devices around, and it was in two different places on the photo, two photos, so it wasn't something inside the camera. So it was like a little code. And I wondered if there was, if I'm correct, is that some kind of code message that we could, that you could interpret for us?
We apologize, Heather, but we do not quite understand what you are asking for here. You
okay,
have a photograph, and there is what you call a code on the photograph?
Yeah, there's this little, like, and it's like it's tracking, like, and it's like, looks like a G in some spots, or a go near zero, but it's like, it's in a pattern, and like two different photos, it's in two different places, and one it's going down, and one it's just going across, so it doesn't seem to be...
We wish to share.
Please do, Shoshana.
We wish to share, dear sister, may we share.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find that you are searching. You are longing and searching for those that occupy your skies, those that are part of you, part of your galactic family, that are calling to you, and you are calling to them. So you continue to search, and you continue to take pictures, hoping for a connection, hoping for answers, hoping for unification with these beings that are part of you and you are part of them. When you receive what you think is a message, it is a message, but it is not a message for someone else to interpret. It is a message for you to interpret, to trust in yourself. We would say that you must meditate on these images. You must focus on these images that you have, and you will find answers. You will find pieces of answers. Often they will come in a meditation. They will come in a dream. But they are for you, dear sister. They are not for another to interpret. They are just for you, and they are captured on your device because the message is for you, you see. So you must work on understanding through your own divine understanding and guidance. Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste. Thank you.
Yes.
Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We would say that all are still waking up. They're in a stage of awakening in various ways. Even those on this call every day find new ways to awaken. Find new ways to understand their world, are searching, are looking, are proceeding forward, looking for the answer to their lives. What we would say is that continue your search, but understand that each search is an individualized understanding of their own consciousness, as if you are just one. Yet one is all and all is one, and you must continue on an individual basis to search for yourselves. Namaste.
Very good. And we say here, as we have said many, many times, and many other sources are more and more saying this as well, find yourself in the moment. Do not focus on what is coming, for it will come. Just let it be. Let it come to you, be in the moment, and everything will continue to work out if you believe it will. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.